St. Mark, and we're preaching from the series Team Jesus. Everybody say Team Jesus. So these messages that we are teaching, they have to do with encouraging us and reminding us how when you connect with Jesus, that great things are bound to happen in your life. So in Mark chapter 2, I want to lift up verses 1 through verse number 12 from the King James Version. When you get there, shout hallelujah. And again, he entered into Capernaum after some days. And it was noised that he was in the house. And straightway many were gathered together, and so much that there was no room to receive them. No, not so much as about the door. And he preached the word unto them. Verse 3 says, and they come unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of four. He was carried by four other men. Verse number 4. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof. This is very important, verse number 4, where he was. And when he had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. When Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, thy sins be forgiven thee. But there were certain of the scribes sitting there and reasoning in their hearts, why doeth this man thus speak blasphemies? Who can forgive this but God only? And immediately, verse 8, when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they so reasoned within themselves, he said unto them, why reason ye these things in your hearts? Whether it is easier to say to the sick of the palsy, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, arise and take up thy bed and walk. But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins, he said to the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, arise and take up thy bed and go thy way into thine house. Verse number 12 is where we were close. And immediately, somebody shout immediately. And immediately he rose, took up the bed, and went forth before them all, insomuch that they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, we never saw it on this fashion. We never saw it on this fashion. Allow me to jump right into the text. In the text, it says that Jesus returns to Capernaum. The NIV says that he returns home. Some scholars and theologians suggest that this is Peter's house or this is Andrew's house. Some suggest that this place in Capernaum was really the headquarters for Team Jesus. Some suggest that this was the headquarters for Jesus' ministry. That this is where he would go for rest and relaxation. It was the headquarters for his Galilean ministry, if you will. But the Bible says that while he was there in Capernaum at this house, that the noise spread abroad, that Team Jesus was in the house. And they exalted the name of Jesus. And in that house, the text says that Jesus preached the word until the house was full. And the people could not get in even at the door. And I don't know about you, but when I read this, I'm not surprised by that. For I believe that whenever there is a house where Jesus is exalted and his word is being preached, make no mistake about it, that house is going to be full. Do I have a witness here? And so the Bible says in this old Sunday school message that most of you are familiar with, that God wants to breathe a fresh revelation to us. The Bible says that these four men brings this paralyzed man to Jesus on a mat, but they could not get in at the door. I see a few things here that I want to lift up, and then I will take my seat. The first thing that I want to lift up to encourage somebody here, that when you connect with Jesus, you will see the miracle. Can the church shout the miracle? The miracle. Is there anybody here understand that whenever you hook up with Jesus, signs and wonders are supposed to follow them that believe? That no matter what you've been facing, no matter what you have been dealing with, no matter what is coming against you, be it sickness, be it disease, be it issues that are keeping you bound, when you hook up with Jesus, that